Immigration is back in the news in France with a new and tougher bill that's making its way through the French Parliament. Critics have attacked this measure as divisive, and one member of President Nicolas Sarkozy's cabinet contends the issue is being exploited for political ends. All this comes as a new museum paying homage to immigration in France opened in Paris. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
La Cité de l'Immigration on the eastern edge of Paris is a grand forum dedicated to exploring the hundreds of years of immigration in France. Its photos, films, and artifacts chronicle the ebb and flow of the waves of immigrants that have shaped France.
Russe, Portuguese.
Videos tell the story of the Russians and Spaniards who fled revolutions and dictators, the Poles who came to work in the coal mines, the Jews who left persecution in Tsarist Russia and Nazi Germany, and the Turks and North Africans who came to rebuild the country after World War II. For much of its history, France has been a country of mass immigration, and today, one in three French people has a foreigner in their family tree. Jacques Toubon is the leader of the museum project.
A lot of people, probably the majority, are thinking that immigration is against our country, you know, against France. And history is showing to us immigration was contributing to build what is France today, a kind of civilization which is made of different cultures, way of life, religions.
The museum opened its doors in the midst of a heated battle over President Sarkozy's new immigration bill currently making its way through the French Parliament. The bill aims to curb immigration while allowing in more skilled workers and less family members of unskilled workers. It mandates that immigrants speak French, and it includes a controversial proposal which encourages the voluntary use of DNA tests to determine relationships of immigrant families. Human rights groups and opponents of the proposal say it could prevent adopted and stepchildren from joining their parents and would pressure applicants to submit to expensive DNA tests whenever their documents were questioned.
Cet amendement fait honte à la France, pays des droits de l'homme.
The issue has sparked fierce debate in the French Parliament, and now one of Sarkozy's own cabinet members has broken ranks. Urban Affairs Minister Fadela Amara, the daughter of Algerian immigrants and one of a handful of socialists in Sarkozy's center-right government, said the issue of immigration was being exploited in a disgusting way. But Sarkozy, himself the son of a Hungarian immigrant, has never apologized for his belief that immigrants should fully integrate into French society. During the presidential campaign, he attracted tens of thousands of voters from the far right by promising to get tough on immigration. Back at the museum, two visitors are in a heated argument over the subject of immigration. Senegalese immigrant Djibal Diali is watching the row.
There's a huge contradiction between what's happening today in France and what you see in this museum. We're against this DNA law because it means they don't want us to bring our families here from Africa. A man can't live without his family. When de Gaulle called upon the former colonies to come help and fight to liberate France, they sure didn't ask us to take a DNA test then.
But the government says the DNA test will speed things up for genuine immigrants and help root out the fraudsters. And it says at least 11 other European countries are already using them. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.